Your life is precious. This is it. You've got one shot at this. But is there a sense on the inside that you're capable of so much more? If so, the Missing Secret podcast is for you. The book Think and Grow Rich has been read by over 150 million people. It's the top book in the world on success by a factor of 10. In the book, it says there's a secret for success, but the author only gives us half the secret.
When I turned 50, I figured out the full secret, the missing secret, and developed a 12-minute-a-day technique to apply it. And it caused my income to go up by 25 times over the $200,000 to $300,000 a year I was making in the prior 20 years. I felt so blessed.
When John taught me the missing secret, it changed my life, doubling my income and dramatically impacting my health, relationships, and quality of life.
Today, most people are just winging life. They don't have anything pulling them forward to their desired life.
Leverage yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day. Watch what happens.
Welcome to the Missing Secret Podcast. I'm Kelly Hatfield.
Hey, and I'm John Mitchell. So our topic today is startling facts about your health regarding longevity. Now, Kelly, I know health is a big deal to you, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. Yeah. For me, and I know this is a cliche saying, but like health is wealth. And I mean, every aspect of your life, the quality of how you live your life is directly connected to your health.
Right, right.
For me.
Well, I have the belief that most people are fundamentally unenlightened about their health. And I say that because I was unenlightened about my own health a couple of years ago. And keep in mind, I was working out six times a week. I was eating pretty well. But still, I was unenlightened about what I would call medicine 3.0, which is all about prevention and longevity. And this topic is particularly important to me this week because I'm going to meet with the athletic director at the University of Texas, who you know, we call him CDC. His name is Chris Doconti. And, you know, just as an aside, you know, I remember you and me going up to his office and sitting, you know, looking out at the university tower. He's got this great view of it. And we sat up there for, an hour and a half pontificating about all sorts of things. You remember that?
So much fun. I loved it. That was such a great day.
Anyway, I'm going to go see him on Thursday with a proposal on how to make our 18 head coaches powerfully enlightened about their own health and longevity. And I'm going to explain to him that the greatest asset of our athletic program is the coaches. And, you know, we're super proud of our athletic program because, as I may have mentioned before, the University of Texas is the biggest brand in college sports, and we've won the Director's Cup for the last 5 years. So we've been blessed to have a lot of success. And I look at it now, especially in this evolving NIL world. I mean, this thing is changing quickly. And so I'm going to talk to him about, you know, let's take the responsibility as the athletic department and taking care of our biggest asset by us making them do something that I'm going to explain here in a minute and pay for it for the coaches. And, you know, so sort of what I'm talking about is this idea of medicine 3.0 really is articulated well by Peter Attia. Are you familiar with Peter Attia?
Very, very familiar. And for those who want to get familiar with him, he had a great 60 Minutes expo that was done with Nora McDonald or Nora O'Donnell. I can't remember what her name is, but it was fantastic. If you want an introduction, a great introduction to him, that's a YouTube is on YouTube. So, yeah.
Right. Well, I do a weekly program for the 18 head coaches and the, you know, 75 people in the athletic department. And I gave them today that interview on 60 Minutes. And I just want to explain some things that he says that are startling that most people don't know. The first thing he says is that when you turn 75, you fall off a cliff in terms of your health. And he says that if you do nothing, you will, over the next 10 to 15 years, you'll lose about 50% of your mental capabilities and 50% of your physical capabilities. And so the lesson is if you train for your longevity decades, you can literally add 10 to 15 healthy years to your life. And so that's his moniker. And he's basically based here in Austin, and he charges about $250,000 a year to take people through his protocol. That sort of sets it. But here are some of the amazing facts that he talks about. And I'm curious if each one of these is news to you. On cancer, he says in the last 20 years, there's been no real decrease in cancer, whereas with heart disease, there's been a 66% decline in heart disease over the last 20 years. And so, did you know that?
I did not know that. Nope, that's a new, that's interesting.
And he says that that's why early detection is so important. And he says that once a cancer always begins in a particular organ, and once it gets out of that organ, it metastasizes, then your average length of remaining life is 2.5 years. 2.5 years if it gets out of the organ it starts in. And that really brings home this idea of early detection. Mm-hmm. Had you ever heard that?
No, nope, I hadn't heard that before. That's crazy.
Good. I'm glad all of my things are.
It is. Thanks for scaring the crap out of everybody.
Yes. Yes. Well, I've got good news coming, though.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. Here with bated breath.
He also says that if you're overweight and have high A1C, it substantially increases your risk of getting cancer. And the reason is that cancer uses 40 times the amount of sugar that regular cells use. And because being overweight and having high A1C is all about your blood sugar, that if you don't have that under control, it's going to feed cancer and cause you to have a higher propensity to getting it. So just a little warning on that. Then he talks about Alzheimer's. And today about 40% of people that are 85 and older have it, just to give you the size of the number of people that have it. And you may know this, you know, there is an Alzheimer's gene that if you have it, you have a higher propensity to getting Alzheimer's, and about 15% of people have that gene. Did you know that?
I did not know that 15% of people had that gene. I had no idea of that.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's about 1 in 6 people. And here's the other thing that's interesting. If you have high A1C and are substantially overweight, you're at the same level of risk of getting Alzheimer's that the people are that have the gene.
Okay.
Now, you can't do anything about if you have the gene or not, but you damn sure can if you have high A1C and you're overweight.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about longevity. Here's one. The number one factor in longevity is your cardio fitness as measured by your VO2 max. Mm-hmm. And the number two factor in longevity is strength, which includes diversity of movement and training balance.
Mm-hmm.
Are you tuned into VO2 max?
I knew about VO2 max, and I've got a device that's supposed to measure VO2 max, but it's not accurate. I need to go and have it done, you know, professionally through a medical office visit. Yeah.
Right. Well, and he taught, as you learn, there's a way to train it. It's essentially the engine for the body. And he says that you need to know what your number is. And yeah, I'm proud of this. I'm in the 93rd percentile on VO2 max. My VO2 max is 32. But he says you need to know what it is, because when it gets down to about 18, you're unable to function on your own.
Okay. So,
but you can train it, and it's not really all that hard to train it, but that's enlightening. And so the essence of medicine 3.0, which is medicine 2.0, is all about the medical system we have now, which is treating problems when they occur. And 3.0 is about anticipating problems and engaging in prevention. And the foundation of this is getting your blood tested once a quarter. Mm-hmm. And so you get your blood tested each quarter. Then you have a doctor who specializes in longevity, not a doctor that is part of the 2.0 world, but
yeah,
but one that's into prevention. They will look at your blood. They're measuring like 400 things. Mm-hmm. And the idea really is that supplements are not that beneficial except for the things you're deficient in.
Right.
And so you can take supplements that will impact the things you're deficient on. And as an example, I started doing this a couple of years ago, and there's a company here in Austin called Humanot that is in the process of rolling out 100 locations around the country. And that's who I'm going to introduce the athletic director to on Thursday. But anyway, like in doing this, I was able to increase my testosterone by 15 times, literally 15 times. I got rid of gout. I reduced a major marker for heart disease by 50%. What else? Just a number of other things. So two or three other things where I saw the problem, started taking the supplement or the peptide. Peptide is essentially a prescription that you inject in yourself. And then within one quarter, I was able to see markedly better results. And it's just, you know, it's an enlightened way to take care of your health. Again, the foundation is you got to test that blood, and you got to have a doctor looking over it and guiding you. And here's what's amazing. What do you think that cost a month? If you had to just hear that, make a wild guess.
Oh my gosh, I don't know. $500?
$200.
Wow, okay.
$200 a month. And as I'm going to point out to CDC, I'm going to go, CDC, we're taking in close to $300 million a year. We can't afford $200 a month for our 18 head coaches. Mm-hmm. Come on. Because they're not going to do it themselves.
Right.
As much as they should.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing I've noticed in the human condition. A lot of times, humans don't do what is logical. You know, that's why everybody's not doing our 12-minute-a-day technique. They're not right. Logical. They're not thinking. And so sometimes, for lack of a better way of saying it, you got to force it down their throat.
Mm-hmm.
For their own good.
Yeah,
they're so manic about achieving success that they forget about the big picture of their own health. And so those are some things that really caught my attention. But I'm curious, from your standpoint, how do you approach your health? What do you do, and how do you approach it philosophically?
Yeah, I think for me, and one thing, I'll answer your question, one thing I don't want to forget to mention that the cool thing that I love about Peter Attia's work is that, yes, we're using the phrase longevity, but he's about extending your years of wellness.
Yeah.
Like, so that, you know what I mean? Like, listen, I don't want to live another 10 years beyond the time I'm supposed to live if I am miserable and in a home doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
right.
So I love, you know, his whole ideology and philosophy around, you know, aging well and extending your wellness span, you know, versus just like, you know, when people extending the lifespan. So I wanted to mention that because I love that whole idea. And
yeah.
Back to the question you just asked me about, which is, you know, I'm always focused on quality of life. We talk about this, you know, many times as it relates to the Life GPS and this methodology where how precious life is. you know, how lucky we are to have each day that we're here, you know. And so that's how I approach my health. Like, you know, I am getting regular. I'm taking care of all of the stuff I need to be taking care of annually for somebody my age. You know, I am having regular, you know, blood work done, although I'm not having it done quarterly, you know, and I'm sure I'm not.
Like how often do you have it?
Twice a year.
Is your regular doctor giving it to you?
Exactly. Yep.
That's so awesome.
I need to switch to doing what it is you're talking about with this, you know, because I'm just having the standard things looked at, like your A1C, your cholesterol, and like the things that I'm tracking that have to do with my wellness that I'm working on, you know, like I have a great A1C, but like I have higher cholesterol, you know, and no. Always have, you know, so it's something that, you know, I need to, you know, but part of that's related to hormones because of the stage of life I'm in, but part of it's genetic, you know, where I've had it. I've had higher cholesterol since I've been in my 30s. I won't go on a medication for it. I'm like, there's a way to manage this. Like, I'm not creating a whole new set of problems by, and the way they measure cholesterol is, you know, is always in dispute. If you talk to Peter Attia about it, or if you listen to what he has to say about it versus what they've been taught in, you know, medical school, like you need to be looking at it from the right perspective and everything as well. So,
and you need to be measuring your ApoB. Mm-hmm. ApoB is more important than the cholesterol.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that?
No, I am familiar with it because I've heard it on a podcast recently. And that's the other thing I do for my health is I'm always educating myself.
Right.
As far as I'm listening to, it interests me, wellness interests me. So I'm paying attention to the stuff that's out there. Peptides, things along those lines, and getting, you know, mostly, I'll be honest, peptides, you know, yes, quality of life, but like, yes, to preserve, you know, what's going on as you age, you know, as a woman too, like I'm paying attention to NAD and I'm paying attention to some of these peptides that help with your skin and, you know, all of that stuff. So, yeah.
Right. Well, before I forget about it, you know, you can do this Humanaut program, even though you're in Seattle, and because you can do the whole thing virtually.
Okay.
And my doctor is, I just love her to death. Mm-hmm. And she is really sharp. And she's only 34 years old. Mm-hmm. But I've never had a doctor this thorough. What's interesting is now she's doing Think It Be It.
I love that.
She is all over Think It Be It. And I don't know. That's just a coincidence of, because she didn't even know what I did for the first 6 months of us knowing each other. But you could do this. It, you know, it's hard to find somebody that specializes in medicine 3.0 when you've had your whole life around, you know, going to the regular doctor that you go to, that your HMO targets you to. But the whole thing can be done virtually. They'll even come out to your house and take your blood. I mean, it's so location is a non-factor.
I think it's interesting. I've had luck because over the years, I've gone to more of a functional doctor than strictly your Western medicine. So kind of they're looking at the body as a whole, and they're not like, so if you go in with a problem, they're looking to see, well, what started the problem? What's the that symptom, you know, of something. And so, but you know, the frustrating part, and, you know, for a lot of people and people who may be listening to this too, is, you know, a lot of the stuff that I have done there isn't covered by insurance. You know, you're paying for a lot of this stuff out of pocket, you know, so, you know, but again, I look at all this stuff as an investment in myself. The healthier I am and the better I feel, the better I perform, you know, and the better I show up in every area of my life. So it's easy for me to, you know, to make that quote-unquote sacrifice, not really, but you know what I mean? I'm able to frame it that way, and it's a little bit more digestible, you know, in terms of just dealing with the medical system that we have right now.
And how many times a week do you work out, and what do you do?
I work out every day, and my workouts vary. So I weightlifting, you know, that's primary, you know, that's a few days a week. I'm lifting weights and heavy. I'm lifting as heavy as I can. I'm doing a lot of mobility stuff. So for balance, yoga, flexibility, I walk every day, you know, 4 or 5 miles. So I'm not running as much anymore, just to be kinder to my joints. I wear a weighted vest, you know, and I wear a lot of hills.
He talks about that, doesn't he?
Yep. And so I think it's called rucking. I've done it for years. So, but I'm doing stuff now too that's kinder to my joints, that I'm not, you know, just because I'm the age I am, I want to be careful, you know, as far as that's concerned. But my activities really varied, but it's important to me. I have to move every day. And it isn't, for me, it's a mental health thing. It is, I just feel stronger. When my body feels stronger, when I'm taking care of myself and I am, what's the word? I don't know, that I'm worth it. I should be taking care of, like there's a whole like mindset that comes along with taking care of yourself that then ripples into, you know, every area of your life. So that's a huge, it all starts for me with fitness. It does.
Well, and you know, it has everything to do with deserve level and identity.
Yeah.
Which is so foundational to think it be it. And and I look at like the life GPS template and so how does that fit into all this? Well, first of all, you got to have the knowledge. You know, the template doesn't give you the knowledge. You got to go find the knowledge. But I found that getting the knowledge is pretty simple. Watch the Peter Attia 60 Minutes segment and go buy his book called Outlive. You're good to go. Now, that's all you need to know. And then, like, when you articulate, here's my plan for eating, here's my plan for exercising, and, like, the change for me has been, it's not about just lifting weights. I mean, it's about diversity of movement and flexibility and balance. I didn't know that 2 or 3 years ago, and now I affirm all that to myself, and I have a regimen, a workout plan that's designed by someone way more knowledgeable than I am about this stuff. And I just follow that. And because I have a high deserve level, you know, I value my precious life. And so that's the power of feeding the succinct articulation of your desired life to yourself each day. You're impacting that deserve level. You're impacting that identity that I'm a person that values my life and that I take care of my health. And what that means is then you articulate what it is. And when it's your identity, as the science has proven, as Dr. Huberman has proven, identity is sticky. So when you drill that into your subconscious mind and your psyche that this is who you are about your health, you do the things required. So it's all pretty amazing. And one other thing I thought I would mention. So when you're doing weightlifting, you're probably doing way more than I was doing in terms of, like you're saying, diversity of movement and that type of thing. But there's a new device called Tonal. Have you ever heard about Tonal?
I've seen advertisements for it. Yep.
Well, we bought one. We had in our exercise room this giant weightlifting machine that you could do all sorts of things. And we, at the start of this year, got rid of it, bought a Tonal. And what's cool about Tonal is it's weight training, but it dials in AI. And like when you set it up, it'll assess your various strength levels for different things. And then once it's set it makes sure that you're lifting exactly the right amount of weight, not too light, not too heavy. And it can tell by how much of a struggle you have. If you're having too much of a struggle, it makes it lighter. If it's too easy, it makes it heavier. And I've only been doing it for a week, but I'll tell you, I see the value of it, because my challenge is always, am I lifting too little or too much? Usually too little.
No, agreed. I think I love the idea of it for that very reason, because I think what's more frustrating than putting all this time in and not getting the results or the outcome that you're, you know, because you're, you know, not lifting heavy enough or getting
injured
because you lift too heavy or just not knowing. And so having some of these cool devices that they have now, like Tonal right now, that's cool. You know, I love adding that stuff in. I love, you know, I'm sure it counts your reps. I'm sure it gives you suggestions for things you know, I love all of that. Anything that's, you know, related to, you know, optimizing that kind of fitness experience and using technology, I think is so fun to look at. But I love numbers. I love looking at progress. And you know, that kind of a thing. So with so many of these different devices and like Tonal Lake, you can see your progress over and like that just is super motivating for me. So I love right. stuff like that.
And I see that like in my workouts, I can do, it takes me typically about 35 minutes a day to do my workout. Mm-hmm. That's it, 35 yep. minutes. And I'm like, wow, it's so easy. And of course, I do it. I watch the evening news, and I think that's to me, you almost have to have something that diverts your attention. And I find that at least helpful for me, especially when I'm on the treadmill.
But yeah, when I'm on the treadmill, I'll watch a podcast or like on YouTube or whatever. And when I work out, I usually listen to music. And then depending on the type of workout I'm doing will depend on the type of music I'm listening to.
Right.
Then the other thing I've been doing recently, because I saw some research on this, is to not listen to anything.
Yeah.
Have it be and to really focus on whatever muscle it is, like where, so the energy going to that particular muscle that you're using and how much more you get out of that time you spend when you're super engaged on the actual muscle that you're moving and that you're bearing the weight with. And so
wow, that's
I'm experimenting with that a little bit.
Oh, you know, that's got to be true.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. you know, that is interesting. I have to contemplate that. I think that's exactly right.
But it's hard because I love music so much and
right.
I tie music to my workout. Like I'll put together music playlists.
Right.
Like on the type of, and then I look forward to listening to that playlist. And that's
probably right.
what the motivating factor is for me to work out. And so eliminating that has been interesting. But so, yeah, I'm just experimenting with it right now.
That could be, you know, question of, is the juice worth the squeeze?
Yeah.
Maybe, exactly. maybe it is, and maybe it's not.
Yeah, totally.
And maybe some of it is good, but too much of it would be not good.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, well, I hope we have enlightened everybody today. And I share all this because I see how unenlightened I was 2 years ago. And I thought I was pretty damn enlightened. And so I have been humbled. And I realize that if you can maybe learn from my own lesson, that'll help you. So until next time, we'll see you.
Thank you for listening to the Missing Secret podcast. If you'd like to learn more about this 12-minute a day technique that gives you control over your life beyond what you've ever experienced before, visit themissingsecret.org. That's themissingsecret.org. Sign up for a free video that reveals the full secret of Think and Grow Rich and purchase John's book, The Missing Secret. Until next time, be the exception. Work smarter, not harder, by leveraging yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day.